MKO, mind control experiments they did. Unveiling shadows, the truth they forbid. But these two friends, they backing down. They vow to use their dad's research, spread good around. Unveiled secrets laid bare. These two friends on a mission, they won't despair. Through the pain and the struggle, they'll rise above. Using their dad's legacy, spreading light and love.
Are we really doing this?
Yep, we're doing this.
We're gonna get disappeared.
Well, at least we'll...
At least we'll what?
I'm working on it.
I'm working on what? Justifying why you think this is a good idea?
It's altruism. Or... Yeah, altruism.
You want something out of it.
What could I possibly get out of this?
You want something. I still think we should just do what we do. Quietly bide our time, work in the shadows, write long form in notebooks with ballpoint pens and timidly make connections at town hall events.
No, you don't. You don't think that. You don't actually think that. You're just a Chucky fucking Finster.
Chucky Finster? What a reference. Holy shit, I am that archetype.
Okay, well, our mics are on. I've hit record. We're rolling, as they say. So why don't you tell the listeners what this is all about?
Oh boy. Right. Okay, well, to make a very long story, very short, our dads were in the CIA, were involved in MK Ultra, and did some fucked up shit. Like, fully unhinged.
All in the name of science.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Anyway, me and Tommy came across some things around the same time. I'm Connor, by the way, the guy on the right part of the photo of our podcast cover.
And I'm Tommy, the handsome gentleman you see on your left.
Oh yeah, and full disclosure, we don't actually exist. That photo, as well as our voices, and every word we speak has been generated by AI.
Yeah, let's go with that.
It's the truth.
Yeah, no, totally. It's, yeah, all this is made up. Fully fiction. None of this exists, or happened ever, or is currently happening.
Yeah, okay. Fully fiction, folks. The disclaimer has been made. Anyway, so in this totally fictional scenario that never happened, Tommy basically found some files, like actual old-fashioned files, in an old office in a marina his dad owned.
Didn't even know my dad had a marina.
Yeah, a whole secret, shady, totally inconspicuous CIA marina.
Great fish tacos.
His dad died, the ink dried, assets were distributed, and Tommy here inherited an idyllic, adorable little dock in a sleepy New England town straight out of a 90s rom-com. Only thing is was, it came with a file cabinet describing, in great detail, an amount of unspeakable atrocities, the scale of which is staggering.
It's true, I was staggered by the scale of the atrocities.
At the same time, I came across an old Macintosh Performa 600 in the attic of my dad's house, along with a bin of floppy disks, all labeled SimCity, with a six-digit code. I just figured my dad went through a phase, around the time when I was a baby, where he was obsessed with SimCity. I get it, logically, it makes sense. But I was so eager to see what my dad was doing with SimCity since I used to play The Sims back in the day that I forgot he's in the fucking CIA.
So instead of SimCity, he found documents describing certain goings-on in Nicaragua or Lebanon, and...
And I was like, I don't know how to read Arabic or Spanish.
And yeah, well, he actually called me up crying.
I wasn't crying.
You were fully crying. Look, it's okay to cry. These documents say that.
I was not crying, at all.
He was very emotional, telling me that, like he felt like he gaslit himself his whole life, knowing his dad worked for the government, and where he was, and at what time.
It was kind of a hard pill to swallow for us both, and it was just really weird timing.
And we decided to...
You decided
We decided it might be a good idea, since, well, I work in sales for a solar company, and Tommy is in food science.
I'm a bartender, you can say it. I'm a bartender. It's not a four-letter word.
Weird, right? He's not even likable. You think you'd need to be likable.
Fuck you.
Yeah, anyway, so, despite our scientific acumen and our engineering expertise, our network really isn't huge, you know? Like, I go to Chamber of Commerce stuff, I talk to some people somewhat regularly doing a lot of really cool things, but there are some things I can't casually mention to my buddy, who manufactures fish tanks over a Mick Ultra at a beach town bar. You know what I mean?
I mean, you could.
Yeah, I could. I can, and I do, but he thinks I'm a weirdo now.
You are.
The purpose of this podcast is to sort of curate our father's research in a way that dispenses with the sketchy, harmful, problematic stuff, and actually tries to tackle real-world challenges.
Better applications. The data is there, and whether or not it can be fully trusted, it's already been applied by corporate entities and nation-states who have thrown social responsibility into the wind as they see it as someone else's burden.
Right. A few cavalier cowboys were given free rein to do basically anything. They got some numbers and some charts, but their conclusions are largely based on unorthodox methods and dubious ethics.
However, amidst the chaos of their actions, there's a thread of valuable data and insights that could potentially be harnessed for more ethical and constructive purposes.
That's where our podcast comes in. We aim to sift through the chaos, extract the nuggets of valuable information, and explore how they can be applied in a more responsible and beneficial manner. It's about taking the lessons learned from the past and using them to shape a better future. We've never been quite able to put the bong down, per se, and we figure—
No per se, dude. You're literally holding a bong right now.
We figure there are smarter people out there who can take the valuable data and insights we uncover and turn them into actionable plans and innovative solutions. It's about partnering with those who have the expertise and vision to harness these lessons from the past and shape a better future.
That's the idea.
Yep.
This was just like an intro episode, just to explain what the hell it is you'll be listening to if you make the potentially fatal mistake of tuning in.
As if our theme song didn't explain it perfectly.
I know, isn't that great? It's made by AI. See, more proof that none of this is real.
Yeah, no. None of this at all.
In our next episode, we'll briefly touch on how my dad used the science behind cymatics, the study of visible sound and vibration patterns, in some sketchy weapons tests, and then propose our vision for a better application. TCRT, or Therapeutic Cymatic Resonance Therapy.
We're talking about how customized frequency analysis and cymatic resonance mapping are used to create personalized treatment plans. Imagine like little reactive metal beads all over your body. So cool, so cyberpunk. Are you scared? Are you turned on? Both? Good.
Tune in to learn more about our innovative approach to leveraging cymatics technology for more positive outcomes.
Yeah, listen up, I got a tale to unfold. About two friends, their lives turned to gold. They discovered secrets that were hidden in the dark. Their dad's CIA agents left a powerful mark. MK Ultra, mind control experiments they did. Unveiling shadows, the truth they forbid. But these two friends, they ain't backing down. They vowed to use their dad's research, spread good around. Shadows unveil secrets laid bare. These two friends on a mission, they won't despair. Through the pain and the struggle, they'll rise above. Using their dad's legacy, spreading light and love.